Apollo Control, Houston here. 102 hours, 29 minutes into the flight. A couple of points we should mention. For one, Quad A, the temperature that we reported earlier up peaked at 86 degrees. It's now on its way down. It's dropped one degree. It's at 85. And that drop's taken place in the past 15 minutes. About 15 minutes ago, we went into passive thermal control, a gentle, slow roll that should distribute the sun's heat evenly. Quad B is reading 71 degrees, Quad C 76, Quad D, like dog, is 70. This temperature measurement comes from the helium tank, which pressurizes that particular quad. We are planning a mid-course at elapsed time of 104 hours even. It'll be a burn of 5 feet per second. 5 feet per second. We're also planning a television acquisition at 104 hours 15 minutes, which in relation to Houston time should be 3:06 p.m. Central Standard Time. Duration of the television pass is planned for 10 to 12 minutes. We do not know the content of the show. We have no scheduled plans for it. Mrs. Frank Borman, who with Frank's parents and Frank and Susan's two sons, just left the control center, forwarded a message this morning to Commander and Mrs. Lloyd Bucher at the San Diego Navy Hospital in San Diego, California. The message is as follows. You have been in our thoughts and our prayers. Your reunion has brought great joy into our hearts this Christmas Day. Our best to you personally and to all of the families under your command. Signed, the families of the crew of Apollo 8. As I say, the message was composed and suggested by Mrs. Frank Borman. It was from the facilities this morning.